Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
This story's got to be a record sent to me by more people than ever before. Howell, John, Joseph, Stephen, Jason, Jim, Bruce, Keith, Arjun, Damon, Mike, Matthew, Mark, Robert, Doug, and Melanie all sent it. Thank you very much. And it's actually something I predicted, kind of. I'll get to that in a second. But the story here is from the BBC. Canada Tesla driver charged for napping while speeding. And the story just hit the news yesterday, and all these people got it to me. A Canadian man has been charged with dangerous driving for allegedly taking a nap while his Tesla was driving itself along at about 90 miles per hour, or 150K, if you want to do it in metric, which is what they do in Canada. Police said both front seats were fully reclined, and the driver and passenger were apparently asleep. When they were alerted to the incident, because, you know, that thing when you wake up and you have to remember where you are, they got woken up, in essence, by the police trying to pull them over for speeding. Police turned on their emergency lights and other vehicles moved out of the way, and the Tesla Model S sped up. Now, it's unclear if it sped up to take advantage of the fact that traffic was clearing ahead of it, or if it sped up in an attempt to make a getaway. And I did a video 3 years ago on the legal quagmire of self-driving cars and pointed out simply that the legal landscape would change because a whole bunch of things would have to be addressed. And one of the questions I asked rhetorically was, if a car is driving itself and you pull alongside of it and you try to indicate to the car that something's going on, if there's a person in the car, you can get their attention. If there's nobody in the car or the driver's asleep, what do you do? And now, of course, if I'm behind the wheel of a car and the police pull next to me and I speed up, I can be charged with a different crime. But if the car speeds up, what happens then? So, in fact, you know something? Let's do a quick blast from the past.
I just think about it from the most practical viewpoint. You know, there's an autonomous car just zooming down the road out of control. In the old days, you know, you might be able to pull up next to somebody in their car and wave and say, hey, by the way, did you know that your trunk is open? Did you know that your gas cap is open? Did you know that, you know, your baby carrier is on the roof and it looks like there's a baby in it? You could pull up alongside somebody and alert them to that. Can I pull alongside an autonomous car and alert the autonomy that there's something going on? I don't think so. Maybe I can. I don't know, you know. You know, so you're looking out your window one day and an autonomous car zooms by and takes out your mailbox. I mean, do you chase the car down? What do you do if you get next to it? How do you get them to stop? I mean, these kinds of questions drive me crazy, but...
Pretty impressive how clean that set was, huh? But it only had three cars on the top shelf and fewer microphones. By the way, that was the first episode I ever did with the Electro Voice RE20. I actually watched the whole video. And at the end, I pointed out the new microphone. So there you go. The 20-year-old driver is from British Columbia, and he's due in court in December. He had initially been charged with speeding and then handed a 24-hour license suspension for being fatigued. But then he was subsequently charged with dangerous driving. The incident happened near Ponoka, and I'm sure I'm pronouncing that wrong, P-O-N-O-K-A. But that's approximately 100 kilometers south of Edmonton, and it also happened in July. So this is one of those stories that's hitting the news kind of late. So Police Sergeant Turnbull told the CBC News, nobody was looking out the windshield to see where the car was going. But hey, the car was looking out for itself, right? They can do that these days. I'm joking. Ask Alex Roy. Alex Roy is one of the Cannonball guys. He set a bunch of records on Cannonball runs back in the day, wrote a book or two, and he writes for a variety of different automotive magazines. And one of his pet peeves is how automotive writers and journalists and people in that news arena don't carefully discuss these things and to simply talk about all cars like they're autonomous or they're all self-driving or they're all, you know. And there's different levels to all of this. And part of the problem is that the car companies actually add to the confusion. And then people just don't pay much attention to the point where they're driving along and they get tired and they go, I'm just going to lean the seat back and take a nap. I have a sneaky feeling If you read the owner's manual to a Tesla, it'll say it's one of the things you shouldn't do. But I'll admit I have not read the owner's manual to a Tesla. So the sergeant said that when they put on their emergency lights to indicate to the car that it needs to pull over, the Tesla accelerated and the vehicles ahead of them moved out of the way. And so like I said, I being very clear here, we don't know if the Tesla accelerated to take advantage of the open road or if it accelerated to evade the police. And of course, does the Tesla have intention? But it was already doing 90 miles per hour. So that's potentially an issue. Nobody appeared to be in the car, but the vehicle sped up because the line was clear in front. He added, I've been in police for over 23 years, and the majority of that in traffic law enforcement, and I'm speechless. Not literally, of course, but figuratively. I've never, ever seen anything like this before, but of course, the technology wasn't there. And it's technically not even here yet, because that's not what you're supposed to do with these cars. Tesla cars currently operate at level 2 autopilot, which requires the driver to remain alert and ready to act with hands on the wheel. Elon Musk, of course, who's the guy behind Tesla, has said he expects his vehicles to be completely autonomous with little driver input needed by the end of the year. However, he added that there were many small problems that would need solving through real-world testing. So again, we've been hearing stories over the years, the last couple of years, about Teslas getting in accidents. And the question then is, what amount of involvement did the driver have at that moment in time with the controls of the car? And what amount of involvement and control did the car itself have over itself? And there have been debates on that. And the question is, you know, the person with a seat back napping clearly is not doing what Tesla says you should be doing in that car. But the problem, of course, is that people do this stuff. And, you know, with enough vehicles on the road, you'll find people who do almost anything. In fact, there's that Carfax commercial where the guy's teaching his dog to drive. And so, you know, if the car is seemingly capable of driving itself while you lay back, you'd be tempted to close your eyes, especially if you're retired. So Canada Tesla driver charged over napping while speeding. And of course, on top of this, the car was speeding at 90 miles per hour. And the question is, I don't know if it's sped up to 90 or if it's sped up past 90, but got charged with dangerous driving and, you know, didn't apparently have control of the car because the driver was asleep. And that is a problem. So what I had talked about in my video, and I'll put a link to the full video below, but like I said, this is 3 years ago. And I wrote an article for RoadandTrack.com at the time because I was pointing out the legal issues that were going to arise and are going to arise. Many people don't stop and think about the ramifications of the legal aspects of this, except for attorneys who think about this stuff all day long. And so if I am in my car and I collide with another car being driven by somebody else, generally speaking, I've got insurance in my car, you got insurance in your car, and we might sue each other. Pretty straightforward case. I actually sue you, you sue me, but our insurance company step in and work that out. But if the car is self-driving, I'm in my self-driving car and you're in your self-driving car and the cars collide, I might be tempted to sue the company that was in charge of creating the software for making self-driving car. That is probably sue the manufacturer of the car. And likewise, you might sue the manufacturer of your car. And I might sue the manufacturer of your car saying that yours was designed effectively as well. And you might, so instead of having this where I sue you, you sue me, it's I sue you and your self-driving car, and you sue me and my self-driving car. And of course, I'm going to sue my self-driving car, and you're going to sue your self-driving car. And so before you know it, instead of one simple back and forth, you've got three backs and forths, and it will get messy. Now, I suspect that some of that will be fixed legislatively, meaning that they're going to pass laws as to who's responsible for what, who can get sued, and so on in these types of cases. And that's, number one, going to happen state by state, so that's going to be a nightmare. But number two, it's going to happen slowly. It's going to happen slowly. So taking a hypothetical situation and say that somebody was driving a car like this out in the Great West of America somewhere, and they're taking a nap behind the wheel of their car, which they shouldn't be doing, but they're doing it. And that car speeds up because it sees the open road and it plows into something else. Let's say another car going the other direction. And let's say, just for comedic purposes, that that car is also being driven by somebody who's asleep behind the wheel, napping. Okay? So you've got these two cars, and now there's a lot of injuries, of course, because these things often happen. And so who's going to sue who for what? And it ain't going to just be this owner suing this owner, because someone's going to say, well, you shouldn't have been sleeping behind the wheel of your car. It's your fault. Well, you shouldn't have been sleeping behind the wheel of your car. It's your fault. And no one ever wants to say, you know something, it was my fault. No one says that. It's the weirdest thing. I've been an attorney for 30 years. No one ever says that. Something I discovered after 30 years of practice, 29 years of practice, in my 30th year now. So there is going to be a lot of that kind of stuff happening, and those stories will be hitting the news more often. And so the first thing we hear about is the cars that get in accidents, which appear to be some kind of hybrid error between the operator and the car, and who knows. And what's going to happen next is the lawsuits, and it's going to be who's suing who for what. And those are going to get interesting, complicated, and scary, depending on which side of this you're on. And if you're simply on the outside observing, it'll be fascinating to watch. But how it's going to shake out, don't really know yet. But this kind of thing, I suspect, is going to become more common. So Canada, Tesla driver charged for napping while speeding. And a very serious charge, I suspect, because the incident has been now written down as dangerous driving, which I suspect is similar to reckless in America. So again, I got to thank Howell, John, Joseph, Stephen, Bruce, Jim, Jason, Keith, Arjun, Damon, Mike, Matthew, Mark, Robert, Doug, and Melanie, all for passing along. Like I said, I think that's the most I've ever had sent to me of a single story. It just came out yesterday. Questions or comments, put them below. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. The greater the obstacle, the more glory in overcoming it.